Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, in moments, we'll find out who the King of New York is, but right now it is time for your very special Cinco de Fuego.
Cinco de Fuego, with some more as some double fan. Tune in and hear what's brewing, the list that's so, so there. Controversy in the air, opinions flying high. Sean's got the scoop, don't miss out. Give it a try from the top to the bottom. The rankings are alive. Every week a new surprise.
This song never ends.
I know.
Great timing for this one.
I thought I got rid of this song.
Join the fun, don't be late.
By the way, let me talk over this now. First, I want to tell you you're listening to WFAN, WFAN FMHD, WFM FMHD 1 New York and Odyssey Sports Station. The second thing I want to say is, and I'm not making this up, I don't know if the gentlemen are still here, but while I was coming back from the bathroom,
you got a lot of bathroom stories.
Two guys stopped me and said, no joke, you got to bring back more AI songs. And what I explained to him was, I make AI songs every night, but they end up on the cutting room floor. I am very, very picky about the AI songs we bring to the airwaves. And that person who called in a few weeks ago, and you'll remember this story, said his ringtone is Moresh is scared. So he's at the golf course. Great. All of a sudden, Moresh is scared.
That's great. Well, we did learn something else about Fanatics Fest. Apparently, you can meet Evan's imaginary friends here as well.
Are you kidding me? Where are those guys who said they love the AI songs? I'd put them up on this stage right now.
Conveniently not here.
Yes, they were your bathroom buddies.
You really think I made it up?
I do.
Oh, can I say one other thing?
Sure, it's your show.
I don't know if I got to meet this kid, but I was told that Luke, who is a huge Met fan, listens to us, listens to the Rico. Today was his birthday,
and he was being brought over.
So, Luke, if you're out there or listening, happy birthday. Hope you had a great time at Fanatics Fest. Okay, do your thing now.
Happy birthday, Luke.
Cinco. You realize everybody's going to ask for their happy birthday
right
wish now.
Good job, Evan. Their birthday has to be today. Otherwise, I'm not doing it.
How the hell do you know?
I card them.
Yeah. Happy birthday to everybody standing here right now when it's your birthday this year. Happy birthday. All right, Cinco de Fuego is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. So I got a chance a couple hours before the show today. I did everything at Fanatics Fest, walked around with our digital team, and I got to see everything there was. So I'm here to give you the five best things to do this weekend at Fanatics Fest. Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
Touch the cup. When the NHL section is upstairs here at Fanatics Fest, there is a gigantic Stanley Cup.
No, I was raising my hand. Not looking for a high five.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Isn't that
was awkward now.
Isn't that bad luck?
But hockey season just ended.
Still, isn't it bad luck?
It's only bad luck if you listen to Boomer Esiason, which you should only do from 6 to 10 Eastern.
Oh, also, Tiki, it's only bad luck when your team actually has a snowball's chance in hell of winning one, which Sean's team does not, so it's okay.
Okay, Evan. I'll try to get to one, not a bubble. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Things I love to do. You can now, and you couldn't do this last year, drink and gamble at a pop-up Fanatic sportsbook, which is existing upstairs. Huge, massive screens. They're serving beers, placing bets. Let's go. That Saturday and Sunday afternoon games. Now we're high-fiving?
No.
Oh, what?
Tiki's raising his hand.
What do you got, Tom?
There are a lot of kids here that can't do that.
Their parents can. I'm advocating
for all the children that are here.
When I was a kid, me and my friends, you learned that your dad was a degenerate when they dragged you to the OTB. You could do that here. These kids will learn. Don't worry. All right, what's next? Here we go.
Number three.
If you haven't tried the tiramisu in a helmet at Yankee Stadium, no problem. You could do it for free here this weekend.
Really?
There is a pop-up stand getting tiramisu in a helmet. High five now?
No.
What's up?
Didn't you just say that's going to send you to the bathroom waiting for number two?
And there's bathrooms. Who hasn't wanted to do that at the Javits Center?
I have never seen...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tiki, question your Cinco the way he's questioning it today. I love it.
All right. These are good things to do. I got the landscape. Here
number
we go.
Number two.
You can come see WFAN programming all weekend long down here. Now we got a high five. Let's go. Like these people did. Include whose dream isn't to watch Chris McMonagle do a Saturday show from here? Come check it out.
I need the Yankees to lose tonight, not because I'm being a Yankee hater by any stretch, no offense. I need to hear Big Mac do 4 hours of lawyering a defense for Aaron Boone.
Great. And Big Mac, CeCe told you were wrong. All right, next.
Number one.
And the best thing I saw to do at Fanatics Fest, and there's plenty of them, listen closely. There is a Mitchell and S shop upstairs and is a huge display to purchase nice long sleeve hoodies. 2000 Yankees World Championship sweatshirts have been reprinted with the Subway Series logo. They are beautiful. They are on display for all New Yorkers to purchase. And Tom Izzo of Digital is with me. I am buying mine on Sunday. Everybody go enjoy them. When can you live in the past and buy a 2000 World Series sweatshirt? Best thing I saw to do at Fanatics Fest.
I don't even know how to retort that.
Yeah. But it's there. Go check it out. This lady wants to do it with her polar bear hat. Go enjoy it.
I do think it is very cool to be able to buy championship shirts from a long time ago. So if you're telling me, like, there's a whole, like, like Knicks fans could buy 1999 Eastern Conference championship
shirts. Better. You could buy the championship shirts from the 70s upstairs.
Really?
We're upstairs as well.
I like that.
Is that right?
Yep.
I do like that. I'm not being sarcastic. Like, I would do that for my teams now. Sure. I don't have any championships, but I have pennants and conference finals. Like, I used to have a 2003 New Jersey Nets Eastern Conference championship shirt.
Sure.
I lost it. In all the moving I did over the years, I don't have it
anymore.
The
one with the big basketball?
Yes.
So they have shirts and jerseys, right?
Yeah. They got a little bit of and
jerseys. Mitchell and Ness is good, because they're the ones that brought back the Tiki Barber.
I saw that. There's a red one.
The red Tiki Barber jersey.
They're selling that upstairs.
Which is awesome.
That is very cool.
So go to that. Good number one.
Good job, Sean. Thank you very much.
High five.
All right.
You got a Tiki high five. Now, I'm very excited. I have not looked at this yet, but about a year and a half ago, it goes back that long, I received word that Mayor Adams was pondering naming Jalen Brunson the King of New York City, because they do have a secret list
It was currently being held by Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge was the king, and I forget what happened that night. I think Jalen had like a big regular season performance and then cried. That was what it was. He was speaking to the fans after the game. Everybody could hear it, and they're like, hey, how does it feel? And he started tearing up. And I think that got to the emotions, the cockles.
He was just named an all-star. I think he dropped like 40 that night.
It was amazing. And so this led to a discussion that's actually kind of become annoying, where Is Jalen Brunson the king of New York? Is Aaron Judge the king of New York? And it's gone back and forth for a very long time. I know Sean has taken it very, very serious. And yes, the other day, I think it was about a week and a half ago, they had another fight over who the king of New York was. And I said, we have to end this once and for all.
It was a Lugas debate series, actually.
Yeah. I think it was even after that.
It wasn't a fight. It was a dog walking, but yes.
Yeah, they had a Lugas debate series, and then they fought again over, and it wasn't even about Aaron Judge and Jalen Brunson. It popped up again. It was unbelievable. So I thought this moment would bring closure to us. I thought, let's poll WFAN. We are the fan. We're the voice of New York sports. Let's poll everyone on air, everybody off air, and let's just determine who the king is for the time being. All right? For the next few months.
Crown him, baby.
Let's crown a king according to WFAN. And from here on out, you have to refer to that person as king. I have already sworn I will follow those rules, mm-hmm, whether it's King Brunson or King Judge. I have no problem. So I want to thank our boss, Ryan, who polled everybody. He has sent me the list. I have not looked at it. This is, I swear to God, I'm not even kidding.
Is it tally?
The first time I've looked at it, it is tally. Hold on, I got to pull it up on my messages because I've been avoiding it. Okay, I have the list. I have it broken down by person, and I do have the final results.
I'm so nervous right now. I'm so nervous for
Come
Aaron.
Come on, Sean. Come on, man.
There were 36 votes of FAN employees.
Well, that's not good.
Including the names Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Jerry Recco, Eddie Scazzeri, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata, Pete Hoffman, Dove Kramer, Keith McPherson, Chris McMonagle, Mark Malusis, Rich Ackerman, Al Cintron, Lori Rubinson, Daniel McCartan, E.J.
Wow.
Stewart, and down the list.
But we got an even amount? That already smells like trouble.
I am here to tell you.
Well, there was one Soto vote, so it's definitely not even.
I can confirm there was only one Soto vote.
Okay.
I can also confirm this was an ass whooping.
Yes!
I can confirm
my guy
that they called it all off about 5 minutes in. 27 votes for one person, 7 for another, 1 for one Soto. Ladies and gentlemen, the king of New York sports is Aaron Judge.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
I love the reaction.
Let's go! We knew he was king, boys. We knew he was king.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
He dropped the ball.
You can't be king when you choke to the Indiana Pacers. That's it. End of story. Tommy, eat it.
Sean, what I was going to ask politely is that on election night, the loser concedes, yes, usually, and then the winner gets to make their speech.
Sorry, guys, so, you jumped the gun on me.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Lugauer, I could also call you John McCain. I could also call you Dukakis. I could also call you Mondale,
yes,
because this was ugly. I could also call you Barry Goldwater. You want me to go back further? This was, they're people who lost elections really badly.
Got it.
So the floor is yours. Jalen Brunson got destroyed. What do you have to say?
Well, as you guys know, Positive Tommy is a man of honor, a man of class, unlike Sean. So whether it was going to be a W or an L, and I thought it was going to be a W. I thought Jalen Brunson has done enough for this city, for the only basketball franchise that matters in this town, from where they were to where they are now.
In your concession speech, he must be called King Aaron Judge.
Did I mention it yet? Fat belly, fat lips. I have not said anything yet. Fat gums. Well, no, I mean, it's supposed to be my concession speech.
Those are the rules.
You had your 5 minutes, Cinco. Can't even get 30 seconds.
Let me interrupt here.
In theory, you're not even here.
This is his concession speech. He is not bound by the rules quite yet.
I haven't even broken a rule yet.
I'm just saying, let him speak, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Tommy, the floor is yours.
So I thought that we would win this, and I felt like we did it fair and balanced, that we got the votes from everybody at WFAN. I didn't even realize we had 36 employees at WFAN. I've only seen about 7 of them. So I wasn't even aware of the 36 employees, but I think it was done correctly. I think it was done on the up and up. And I will admit, it was an ass whooping. I mean, basically, the king, the new king, tripled Jalen Brunson in votes. So I have nothing to say about the results. The results were fair, but I do have one little thing to say about the king, because heavy lies the crown. And there are a lot of apologists for the new king that want to look the other way because nice guy, says all the right things, he's this great baseball player. Positive Tommy will be waiting in October, and I won't be alone. And I promise you, when he stinks again. The vitriol from my camp and from my mouth and from my Twitter account and from my radio shows will make anything you would think of look like child's play. So congratulations to the King. Congratulations to Sean. Congratulations to the entire law firm of McPherson, McMonagle, and Marash. It's a victory for you today. Congrats.
Thank you, Tommy. And you should wait till October, because unlike tomorrow night, I'm sorry, Sunday night, Jalen Brunson's next time he'll play is October. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, Aaron Judge, we did say the person who should be king is the last one to win a championship this town. Aaron Judge did with an American League championship, and he does have a ring to show for it.
So now Yankees winning the American League championship is a thing?
You're not allowed to wear.
Exactly.
Not allowed to wear it. I was just pointing out.
In fairness, this is now his turn, okay. so you need to leave him.
But that was blasphemy.
It is ferret mouth, okay?
Okay.
Number two, Evan, you need to apologize because you were so... Brunson's the king. Your coworkers think you're an idiot, so apologize.
I'll say my piece when you're done.
Okay.
I have something to say.
Here's the third thing I want. I want names. I want names. If it was that big a blowout, you said 7 votes for Jalen Brunson?
I have a grand total of 7 votes. Actually, the correct number is 6 because Tommy Lugauer and Sean were, both of you guys were on the list.
Okay.
I don't think you should have voted.
So 6 more people.
So it's really 26-6.
6.
In favor of Aaron Judge.
And there was only 1 vote for Soto. There was no votes for Lindor.
There were no votes for anyone else than Brunson, Judge, and the 1 Soto vote that, yes, if you're just tuning in, came from Sal Acosta. Okay.
So we are going to call these the 6 dopes of WFAN. Mm. Reveal their names.
Wow, you want me to out all of them?
All 6 dopes that lost this blowout.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, dope number 1 is our boss, Ryan Hurley.
Oh, wow. You want to call our boss a dope? Let's bring him out here.
I take that back.
The guy that has your future in his hands.
Let's expose the five dopes.
Tell him he's an idiot.
That was my favorite part. All right, dope number 2 is a guy you may hear behind the scenes here at WFAN, affectionately known as Big Zoo. Big Zoo, Ed R. Zuman. Dope number 2.
Dope.
Dope number 3, a guy who just got promoted, actually a dear friend of yours, I think you work with him, Patrick Boyle.
Dope.
Was another dope. E.J. Stewart, who does a fine job.
Love E.J., dope.
At the network and here at WFAN. Now let's get to the on-air dopes. Lori Rubinson.
Love you, Lori. Dope.
She has been a part of this station for a long time.
I respect Lori. That's a dope vote.
But she's a dope, right?
Dope.
And finally, this guy is a dope. Al Cintron.
There you go.
Biggest dope at the station.
But hear me out. Boomer Esiason, Aaron Judge. Greg Giannotti, Aaron Judge. Jerry Recco, Aaron Judge. Brandon Tierney.
Ooh.
Contradicting his old Brunson tweet from a year ago.
Yeah, but he is
Aaron
also,
Judge.
He's also an enormous Yankee fan.
He is. He's obviously evolved on the issue. Dove Kramer, Aaron Judge, Keith McPherson, Chris Big Mac McMonagle, the law firm, Aaron Judge, Mark Malusis, Aaron Judge, Danielle McCartan, Aaron Judge. It's overwhelming that it's Aaron Judge. The architect of our radio station, Aaron Judge.
Thank goodness he wasn't on that side when I yelled.
This was ugly. This was a blowout.
Yeah.
Would you like to finish your victory speech? You don't need to give a victory speech?
It's just, again, nice to always be right. So that's where I am.
Here comes the judge.
He dropped the ball.
Congrats to Aaron Judge.
Right, but here's the reality. Is that neither one of these teams have won a championship.
That's true.
Yankees did in 09.
09, Judge wasn't there, nope.
CC Sabathia, who was sitting here, he was a champion. Maybe he should be king. Maybe he should be the one.
I wouldn't have an issue with that.
But you know the reality. There's only been one other championship since then. There's one.
That's
and there happens to be 2 people standing in here representing the true king of New York. His name, even though he was screwed by the Pro Football Hall of Fame, is Elijah Manning.
All right,
Eli Manning.
That's right.
That's my 2 cents.
That's right.
Yeah, but, I mean, he doesn't play anymore.
Doesn't matter.
If that's the game.
He has not been unseated.
Now, if we extend.
Fair.
If we extend King Lee to still walking God's green earth, I hate to say it, the answer is Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter is the king who never took the crown off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many times was Derek Jeter on WFAN Airwaves?
Probably. That's
That's a good point.
I rest my case.
Great point.
That's a good point.
I rest my case.
I think he went on with Mike and Chris one time.
I rest my case. How many times was Eli on it?
175 times.
There you go. I rest my case.
Let me just say this. As someone that supported Jalen Brunson, I respect the vote. I respect everyone's opinion. I'll tell you why I still think they're wrong. I still think respectfully, I still think you're wrong. Aaron Judge is obviously better at what he does than what Jalen Brunson does. But Jalen Brunson is the guy that turned around the unturnable. Like, literally, the New York Knicks, I'm going to kill you, the team, for a second. Just bear with me. They were the unturnaroundable mess. They were the joke. Ooh, we're not really going after Kevin Durant. And then they signed Julius Randle. And they have the one fart-in-the-wind season under Tom Thibodeau where they make the playoffs. What legitimately turned them into a championship contender was Jalen Brunson. And so I think that while he may not be Aaron Judge in terms of regular season accolades, I think that Brunson's vote was impacted by Tom Thibodeau being fired. I think it was impacted by the way the Knicks series ended. And I think much like elections are impacted by events right around the election, I think if this vote took place on the night the Knicks beat the Celtics, right? The Subway Series. That Monday after the Subway Series where Aaron Judge did nothing and Jalen was in the Eastern Conference Finals, you would have seen different results.
Fine.
That's all I'm saying. Just like if Abe Lincoln's re-election bid against George McClellan occurred 6 months earlier when the North was losing the war, Lincoln wouldn't have won. Now, I'm glad Lincoln did win.
We all are.
Sure. But my point is, the election may have been a little bit different if it was held. Was that a bad comparison?
I'm sorry, Yankee Twins. School is over.
Yeah,
Evan
here.
Evan just likes to educate all the time.
Evan, just to end your preamble, no kidding, you're right, which was my whole point of every time we talked about the King of New York was always after a big Brunson night. This is, I waited for a moment like this.
With that said, Tommy said something very accurate. I want to congratulate King Judge. King Judge deserves it. He's had a great season and a great career, but the King better perform.
He will.
The King better perform. And let me give the King some advice. Call Alex Rodriguez. Because A-Rod will take your phone call and he'll talk to you. And he'll talk about the foibles of struggling in the postseason and the pressures of New York City. But if King Judge doesn't come through, well, guess what? He's going to become the court jester come November 1st.
And let's agree now, we will do a revote with everybody at the station.
Sure, once somebody wins.
Not once somebody wins. Once what we all think is going to happen happens, we will have a revote on who the King of New York is. This is a temporary kingship for Aaron Judge.
And I do want to also add on that dope, I've been told by my kids, is now like slang for cool person. So,
oh, so you called all the Brunson voters dopes. It actually means they're cool.
I just want to put that out there.
Including our boss who texted me, you're out.
Cool person.
Well, congratulations to King Judge. And from this day forward, we are going to have a fine around here. If you refer to Aaron Judge without using the word King, $1 goes in the pot. And then when it's all said and done, we'll donate that to charity.
That's
literally starting right now. His name is King Judge. If I hear you call him anything else, $1 in the pot. And
we're having a party afterwards?
We'll donate to charity. Yeah. We got to be good people, Teague.
Yeah. Okay.
Is this a station-wide? Is this a station-wide
thing?
No, or
I can't enforce
show?
It on any
okay.
other show. I can't do that.
Okay. Got it.
I don't have the authority to do something like that.
We can go to the higher authority. Go to upper management. Send out a mass email.
No, more importantly, we have two wonderful Met fans. Can you guys stand up here real quick?
All right.
Can you just yell all hail King Judge for us?
Well, no, you can't do that to them. They're not involved.
They're not bound by those rules.
Not bound by
okay.
them.
I am.
Monarchy.
Tommy is. Yeah. Tiki is. So congratulations to King Judge.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.